morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Time again for Moments of Melody. I think oftentimes as the night draws nigh of an old house on the hill, of a yard all wide and blossom-starred where the children played at will. And when the night at last came down, hushed the merry din, Mother would look around and ask, "Are all the children in?" I wonder if, when the shadows fall, on the last short earthly day, when we say goodbye to the world outside, all tired with our childish play, when we meet the lover of boys and girls who died to save them from sin, will we hear him ask as Mother did, "Are all the children in?" You to pause for a few moments to hear the Word of God. We're reading from the Knox translation. This translation has the imprimatur of Francis Cardinal Spellman. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14. And so the disciples left Jesus and went into the city, where they found all that he had told them, and made ready for the Paschal meal. When it was evening, he came there with the 12. And as they sat at the table and were eating, Jesus said, "Believe me, one of you who is eating with me is to betray me." They began to ask him sorrowfully, each in turn, "Is it I?" And then another, "Is it I?" He told them, "It is one of the 12, the man who puts his hand into the dish with me. The Son of Man goes his way, as the Scripture foretells of him. But woe upon that man by whom the Son of Man is to be betrayed. Better for that man if he had never been born." Judas Iscariot was once just a little boy. And then with all of his opportunities, he chose the wrong way. Never did he say, "My faith looks up to thee." Never did he see his need of the Savior and trust in him. What a mistake Judas made. He had great opportunities, but he passed them by and rejected the Savior.